Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
All right, it's travel time now on the Good Day program. Every week at this time, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide at frommers.com is here with us to talk about whatever issues there are and opportunities there may be for you to have some good travel experiences. We'll talk about Cuba one more time, the airplane that didn't go, and what travel is like here, whether there are going to be bargains going to Europe because of what happened in Brussels, all coming up here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to change the way you're feeling? Well, just change your facial expression. Here's the brain science of it. If you want to change the way you're feeling, then change your facial expression and fake what you want to feel. The brain doesn't know the difference. Officially referred to as the facial feedback hypothesis, there's a relationship between facial expressions and emotional arousal. Actors are told to act happy or sad. Their brain chemistry changes to reflect their acting. What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to feel better? Then smile. Don't feel like smiling? Then hold a pencil or a pen longitudinally between your teeth. This activates the same facial muscles as a real smile. The simple act of holding a pencil between your teeth tricks your brain into smiling, and guess what? Your whole entire mood improves. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. I'm happy to welcome Pauline Frommer back again from Frommer's Travel Guide at frommers.com. So I think we talked last week about Cuba. We've been talking about Cuba and the opportunities there. The president going there seemed to underscore it even more. I think a couple of cruise liners, maybe more than that, announced this week they were going to begin cruising in May to Cuba, 110 flights a day from various airports. This is a good thing for the travel business, probably above all. Would you agree with that, Pauline?
I'd say it's a good thing for American freedom. I always thought the embargo infringed upon our rights as Americans to travel freely where we wanted to. But it's absolutely good for the travel business as well. And it opens up a fascinating nation. We just put out a book at Frommer's, Frommer's Easy Guide to Cuba by a woman who's lived there for the last decade. And when you read it, you realize that it really is more than just a Caribbean island. It's a place that has a very different culture. And, you know, before the embargo, it was the single most popular island in the Caribbean because it supposedly, I have not been myself, but it supposedly has the most beautiful beaches in all of the Caribbean. So I think there's going to be a flood of people going.
All right. Here's something that I often wonder about. We talk about some of these airlines like Spirit. I say it's an airline that has no reason for being horribly run airline. There's another one of those, Allegiant Air, which is headquartered in Las Vegas. I think they have a couple of dozen MD-80s that are at least 30 years old, stuff that American used to use in Delta. But they have now come up with a story that I haven't heard. I don't think this has been equaled. The story, for those of you who haven't heard it, this plane was supposed to go from Orlando to Grand Rapids in Michigan, due to take off at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, departed at 3:21, up in the air for a half hour, went back to the airport, had a sensor issue. The second plane got there, left at 7 o'clock, engine overheated, came back again. Third aircraft was supposed to leave at 9 o'clock, had a cabin light problem. So the passengers were all put up in a hotel. They left the next day. So they spent 20 hours to try to get to Michigan, which is longer than it would take you to drive there. So when people ask you about these sorts of these airlines like Allegiant, what do you tell them?
You got to remember this made the news because it doesn't happen that often. I mean, there are some standards. I say if you really want to save money, maybe you'll fly this airline, but remember that you're going to get dinged for everything. It's usually not mechanical problems that's the problem here. It's that you get charged to bring your luggage, even if you bring it into a carry-on. That you won't even get a glass of water without paying for it. They're going to nickel and dime you. That's what I find disturbing. Let's be fair. I think even the bigger airlines have mechanical problems.
Oh,
maybe
they do.
Not to this extent, though.
This one is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Spend a few seconds about deals to Europe now with the bombing.
Definite deals to Belgium. Definite deals to France. We're not seeing any drop in prices, though, to places like Italy, Spain, and other countries that haven't been hit lately. But the euro remains pretty weak, so it is a good time to go.
Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide. Check it out. Get their latest information on Cuba at Frommer's.com. 59 past on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.